Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we used one of these before, so hopefully I don't drop everything. So I'm going to read a scripture for you this morning from Matthew 27 through 31. Some of the governor's soldiers took Jesus into their headquarters and called out the entire regiment. They stripped him and they put a scarlet robe on him. They wove thorn branches into a crown and put it on his head, and they placed a reed stick in his right hand as a scepter. Then they knelt before him in mockery and taunted, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and they grabbed the stick and struck him on the head with it. When they were finally tired of mocking him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him again. Then they led him away to be crucified. So, in reading that, it got me to thinking about just our life. When our life ends, how different it is for each one of us. And how sometimes really sad it is, and sometimes it's a blessing from all the pain and suffering that someone has experienced. And so last Easter, a few Sundays ago, I was spending my Easter Sunday in the ICU with my boyfriend's father, who had a brain bleed. He's 85, and we had no idea what to expect about how he was going to pull through and what was going on. And in the meantime, there's another family there in the waiting room with us, and because you can only have two people in ICU at a time, so we were all swapping out. And in the waiting room, there was another family there, and there was a lot of tears. There was a lot of conversation about memories and things, and we're over here praying for Jack, you know, and hoping that he's going okay. And then all of a sudden we have all these tears and trauma going on. And the hospital brings a cart over with coffee and cookies and things for that family, which to me was not a very good sign. And I think they understood that too. There was a lot of people coming and going. And then all of a sudden you see clergy running, not fast walking, not walking, running, putting on his stuff to get to the door in time. And then you heard a lot of crying. And we know that when that happens, there's something better beyond that. But on this day, we didn't know that. Nobody knew that. So I can't imagine the tears and the fear that was involved in seeing who you thought, you know, that's my savior, what's happening? Your world must be upside down. And that's how we feel, I think, sometimes, right? When we lose someone so close, your world goes upside down. And so when I think of the cross, that's what I try to remember. It's difficult and it's ugly and it's very emotional. But thankfully, you know, he rose again and he gave us the possibility of being his best friend, being along this ride with him and knowing that through him we are saved and we have something better beyond this ugly world that we're surrounded with. Even though there's beauty in it, the world itself is not so grand. So I'm going to end with another scripture. Oh, sorry, I need glasses, so forgive me if I'm doing this weird thing. Okay, I'm going to be reading 2 Corinthians 4, 6 through 16. For God, who said, "Let there be light in the darkness," has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith and psalmist had when he said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit, and as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. So I ask that you join me in remembering what Jesus sacrificed for us and the change that he's made in our life.